Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Maseches Erevin Dav Tzadi. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rami Bar Chama asked the question, but due to his quick mind, he didn't formulate it properly. The Gemara clarifies that his question was, Shtei Amos Begag, Ushtei Amos Baksadra Mahu. What's the halach regarding carrying an object, 2 amos on the roof, and then another 2 amos on the roof of a portico belonging to someone else? Rashi explains that the portico in question is a karmelis because the roof area, which has not been enclosed for residential purposes, is greater than 2 beisa. Do we say that since neither is chazila dira, fit for residence, it's considered one rishus, even though they are owned by different people? Or do we say that since carrying from one roof to another roof is forbidden, according to the chachamim, because each roof is independently owned, so too here, since the roof and the portico are independently owned? The Gemara leaves the question as a teku. Point number 2, the Gemara brings the Malchokas Rav Shmuel and reconciles it with an earlier Malchokas brought on Duff Pei Tes Amid Aleph that seems to contradict their opinions here. In a case of adjoining roofs on the same level, according to Rimir, or a single roof, according to the Chachamim, Rav says, Mutu Ataltu Bakulo, it's Mutu to carry on the entire roof area. And Shmuel says, Ein Mataltim Bo El Ba'arba, we may only carry within an area of 4 amos. Rav says it's permitted to carry on the entire roof, which seems to contradict his previous ruling that we do not apply the rule of good asi to the walls that separate the roofs underneath. Since each roof is completely open to the other roof, he forbids carrying on each roof beyond 4 amos. The Gemara answers that in the previous case, the wall between one roof and the other was not visible to a person standing on the roof. Therefore, he doesn't apply good asi to that wall. Here, the walls surrounding the roof are visible to a person standing on the roof. Therefore, good asik applies to that wall, and the roof is considered a single rishus. The Gemara continues with resolving the seemingly contradicting rulings of Shmuel. And point number 3. In the case of a ship whose area exceeds 2 beisa, Rav says it's permitted to carry throughout the entire ship, and Shmuel says that one may only carry within 4 amos. The Gemara explains that according to Rav, who permits carrying throughout the ship, there are valid walls enclosing the ship, and these walls are considered to have been made for the use of dwelling within the ship. According to Shmuel, one may only carry within Dalet Amos, because Mechitzas L'Havriach Mai Mesuyos. The walls of the ship are made primarily to keep water out, rather than make the ship a suitable place for dwelling. Rav Gittel said in the name of Chia Bar Yosef that Rav concedes that if the ship were turned upside down on land, so that the bottom of its hull is now the roof, he would be restricted to carrying within 4 amos. The Gemara clarifies that this is referring to a case where the boat was turned up for tarring. The walls are therefore not for residential use, and the hull is like a karpuff exceeding 2 beisa. Therefore, it's a karmelis, and carrying more than dalet amos is forbidden. So once again, point number 1, Rami Bar Chama asked the question, but due to his quick mind, he didn't formulate it properly. The Gemara clarifies that his question was, Shtei amos begag ushtei amos baksadru mahu, what's the halacha regarding carrying an object 2 amos on the roof and then another 2 amos on the roof of a portico belonging to someone else? Rashi explains that the portico in question is a karmelis because the roof area, which has not been enclosed for residential purposes, is greater than 2 beisa. Do we say that since neither the roof or the exadra are chazila dira, fit for residence, it's considered one rishus, even though they're owned by different people? Or do we say that since carrying from one roof to another roof is forbidden, according to the chachamim, because each roof is independently owned, so too here, since the roof and the portico are independently owned? The Gemara leaves the question as a teku. Point number 2. The Gemara brings the Malchokas Rav and Shmuel and reconciles it with an earlier Malchokas Branda Pei Tes Amid Aleph that seems to contradict their opinions here. In a case of adjoining roofs on the same level according to Rimer, or on a single roof according to the Chachamim, Rav says, Mutu Ataltu Bakulo. It's Mutu to carry on the entire roof area. And Shmuel says, Ein Mataltin Bo El Ba'arba. We may only carry within an area of 4 amos. Rav says it's permitted to carry on the entire roof, which seems to contradict his previous ruling that we do not apply the rule of good asi to the walls that separate the roofs underneath. Since each roof is completely open to the other roof, he forbids carrying on each roof beyond dalet amos. The Gemara answers that in the previous case, the wall between one roof and the other was not visible to a person standing on the roof. Therefore, he doesn't apply good asi to that wall. Here, the walls surrounding the roof are visible to a person standing on the roof. Therefore, good asi applies to the walls, and the roof is considered a single rishus. The Gemara continues with resolving the seemingly contradicting rulings of Shmuel. And point number 3, in the case of a ship whose area exceeds 2 beisa, Rav says it's permitted to carry throughout the entire ship, and Shmuel says that one may only carry within dalet amos. The Gemara explains that according to Rav, who permits carrying throughout the ship, there are valid mechitzos enclosing the ship, and these mechitzos are considered to have been made for the use of dwelling within the ship. According to Shmuel, one may only carry within dalet amos because mechitzos l'havriach mai mesuyos. The walls of the ship are made primarily to keep water out, rather than make the ship a suitable place for dwelling. Rav Gittel said in the name of Chia Bar Yosef that Rav concedes that if the ship were turned upside down on land, so that the bottom of its hull is now the roof, he would be restricted to carrying within Dalai Lama's. The Gemara clarifies that this is referring to a case where the boat was turned upside down for tarring. The walls are therefore not for residential use, and the hall is like a karpuff exceeding 2 beis ha. Therefore, it's a karmelis, and carrying more than Dalai Amos is forbidden. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Tzadi, and this siman comes to us by way of David Levine from Thornhill, Ontario, Canada, which is right next to Toronto, and from Nathaniel Yankella from Clifton, New Jersey. They suggest that Tzadi is a tzedakah box, a pushka. So here goes. The culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it 2 amos on a roof, and then 2 amos on an exadra, and then jumped onto a roof surrounded by invisible walls, got caught when he tripped and fell over onto the top of a hull of a massive upside-down boat that was just in the middle of its annual tarring. Once again, in slow motion. The culprit who stole the tzedakah box. Tzedakah box? That must mean one Daf Tzadi. The culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it 2 amos on a roof and then 2 amos on an exadra, which reminds us of Rabbi Barchama's question regarding what is the halacha regarding carrying an object 2 amos on the roof and then another 2 amos on the roof of a portico belonging to someone else. Rashi explains that the portico in question is a karmelis because the roof area which has not been enclosed for residential purposes is greater than 2 beis ha. Do we say that since neither roof is chazi ladira, it's fit for residence, it's considered one rishus, even though they are owned by different people? Or do we say that since carrying from one roof to another roof is forbidden, according to the chachamim, because each roof is independently owned, so too here, since the roof and the portico are independently owned? The Gemara leaves the question as a teku. So the culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it 2 amos on the roof, and then 2 amos on an exadra, and then jumped onto a roof surrounded by invisible walls, which reminds us that Rab applies the principle of good asik, extending the walls upwards, when the walls surrounding a roof are visible to the person standing on it. So the culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it 2 amos on a roof, and then 2 amos on an exadra, and then jumped onto a roof surrounded by invisible walls, got caught when he tripped and fell over onto the top of a hull of a massive upside-down boat that was just in the middle of its annual tarring. Which reminds us that in the case of a ship whose area exceeds 2 beis ha, Rav says it's permitted to carry throughout the entire ship, and Shmuel says that one may only carry within 4 amos. The Gemara explains that according to Rav, who permits carrying throughout the ship, there are valid walls enclosing the ship, and these walls are considered to have been made for the use of dwelling within the ship. According to Shmuel, one may only carry within 4 amos because mechitzas l'havriach mai masuyas, the walls of the ship are made primarily to keep water out rather than make the ship a suitable place for dwelling. Rav Gittel said in the name of Rav Chiya bar Yosef that Rav concedes that if the ship were turned upside down on land so that the bottom of its hull is now the roof, he would be restricted to carrying within 4 amos. The Gemara clarifies that this is referring to a case where the boat was turned upside down for tarring. The walls are therefore not for residential use, and the hull is like a karpuff exceeding 2 beis ha. Therefore, it's a karmelis, and carrying more than Dalai Lama's is forbidden. So once again, the culprit who stole the tzedakah box and carried it 2 amos on a roof, and then 2 amos on an exadra, and then jumped onto a roof surrounded by invisible walls, got caught when he tripped over and fell onto the top of a hull of a massive upside-down boat that was just in the middle of his annual tarring. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.